Quinn and Graham's love story begins in the most unlikely place, outside the apartment where their respective partners are cheating on them. Finding herself sitting in a hallway with mascara-stained tears, Quinn meets Graham experiencing the identical betrayal. Instead of drowning in heartbreak, they share Chinese food on the floor, exchanging bitter observations about their soon-to-be exes. When Quinn's fortune cookie reads, "If you only shine light on your flaws, all your perfects will dim," she crumples it and tosses it aside. Graham retrieves it, smooths it out, and tucks it into his wallet, a small gesture that will prove significant in their future. Their connection is immediate and electric. At a quiet bar later that evening, Quinn learns Graham is a high school English teacher who quotes Kurt Vonnegut and collects vintage typewriters. He discovers she designs children's book covers and has never seen Star Wars. When slightly drunk Quinn invites him to her apartment, he surprises her by calling her a cab, helping her inside, and leaving his number. "Call me someday, after your rebound guy. Graham." This chance meeting becomes the foundation of their relationship, two wounded people who recognized something extraordinary in one another at their lowest moment. After reconnecting months later, Quinn and Graham's relationship ignites with breathless intensity. "Pretty sure I was over Sasha the moment I met you," Graham confesses. Their chemistry is immediate, but what distinguishes them is Graham's desire for emotional connection alongside physical intimacy. Graham confidently calls them soulmates, despite Quinn's skepticism, telling her, "I thought you were the one that got away." When she teases she still could be, he simply says, "Don't be." As they become inseparable in a whirlwind of sex, laughter, food, Quinn's sister observes at a Halloween party, "He's in love with you. That man wants to marry you and have all his babies." Their courtship culminates in a proposal at Cape Cod, where Graham presents Quinn with a simple gold band. "Be my wife, Quinn. Weather the Category 5 moments with me," he asks. She nods yes, certain she has found her forever person. The first cracks in their perfect marriage appear as months pass without the pregnancy they desperately want. Their hopeful journey transforms into an obsession that erodes their connection. "I'm tired of fucking for the sake of science," Graham eventually says. "It would be nice if just once I could be inside you because you want me there, not because it's a requirement to getting pregnant." Their intimacy has become mechanical. Quinn limits sex to ovulation days, creating what she calls sex hope devastation. After an endometriosis diagnosis, they undergo 3 unsuccessful IVF rounds, draining their savings and forcing a second mortgage. Quinn avoids pregnancy announcements and obsesses in support groups. When exploring alternatives, Graham's teenage DUI convention prevents adoption approval. What makes this struggle particularly heartbreaking is that both would be wonderful parents. When Graham holds his nephew, his quiet response to being called a natural reveals his grief. "I know. It devastates me that it still hasn't happened yet." As childlessness persists, Quinn and Graham's marriage deteriorates into avoidance. "We don't talk about it," Quinn admits. "We're both skilled at avoiding what needs the most attention." Their emotional distance becomes physical. Quinn describes Graham's embrace as empty. "He has both arms wrapped around me, but he still isn't holding me." Quinn hides in showers to grieve privately, her self-worth now tied to her infertility. "From the outside, I look healthy, but inside, I'm not attractive by nature standards because my reproductive system doesn't work. Intimacy has become painful. My husband's heart is my saving grace, but his physical touch has become my enemy." She's more comfortable with affection in public than at home, where touch leads to dreaded sex. Their relationship exists in silence. Their wedding night letters remain in an untouched box, a symbol of truths they fear confronting. When Graham asks if she thinks about opening it, Quinn's simple shrug causes his heart to come to a halt. The breaking point comes when Quinn confronts Graham after watching him hesitate in his car. "What's your mistress's name?" His answer, "Andrea," shatters their marriage. Quinn throws her wine glass at their wedding photo and collapses, pressing glass into her palm until it bleeds, though "my chest hurts infinitely worse." In a raw moment, Graham shouts, "I love you," repeatedly while slamming his car door until he collapses in tears. Finally, defeated, he whispers, "I love you. I always have, no matter how much you wish I didn't." Then comes another blow. Quinn experiences sharp pain and bleeding, leading to an emergency hospital visit where they discover a rare cervical ectopic pregnancy requiring a hysterectomy. When she wakes, Graham confirms she miscarried. Quinn briefly feels hope. They finally got pregnant after years of trying. But Graham's expression reveals the full truth. We hold each other and sob, letting go of every ounce of hope we had left. In their darkest moment, Quinn and Graham open their marriage survival kit, the wooden box containing their wedding night letters. Graham's letters chronicle their infertility journey, reflecting on marriage's Category 5 moments that some couples survive while others don't. His letters reveal how he noticed Quinn's growing sadness, her couch sleeping habits, and her withdrawal during intimate moments while maintaining public affection. Graham explains his betrayal came not from lack of love, but from feeling he no longer made Quinn happy. After overhearing him express devastation, actually about Quinn's pain, to his sister, she had withdrawn further. "We haven't lost yet," he writes, promising to love her more as a childless woman than as a mother. This helps Quinn finally admit she didn't stop wanting Graham. She stopped wanting the monthly heartbreak that followed their intimacy. Graham acknowledges, "I can't be the one thing you've always wanted me to be. I will never be a father." Then asks, "If this is all it will ever be, just me and you, will that be enough?" 2 years later, Quinn and Graham have rebuilt their marriage on acceptance rather than expectation, settling on Italy's Tuscan coast among rolling vineyards. When a cashier asks if they have children, once a devastating question, Graham playfully invents stories about their 6 grown daughters with spice names: artist Coriander, chef Paprika, yoga instructor Cinnamon, physicist Saffron, marine biologist Juniper, and comedian Parsley. This has become their way of reclaiming their narrative. "I've learned to embrace my struggle rather than hide it," Quinn tells her sister. "Infertility doesn't define me anymore. It's just part of my story." Their healing completes when they adopt a German Shepherd puppy whose hopeful but scared eyes remind Quinn of herself during their darkest days. They name him August, commemorating when they first met. Quinn finally understands that fortune cookie message. Focusing on flaws dims all your perfects. Sometimes the greatest love is accepting what is rather than mourning what isn't.